Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed. I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley and the amazing Philip James Unger, engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of the show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markunger.com. Here is how the show works. You can send us an email about anything and remain totally anonymous. In the safety of that anonymity, we are brutally honest. This is the show of brutal honesty, where virtually every other show in Christendom is overwhelmingly concerned, I would say obsessed, with how people feel. We don't care 2 cents about your feelings, all right? So, just so you know, that's how the game is played. You send us an email, we'll tell you what we think. How you will respond or feel about what we think is not taken into account in any way, shape, or form. So this is the one rare show of just brutal honesty. Now, you probably would never talk to people this way in person, but you're not here in person, okay? You're just sending us an anonymous email. Here's my situation. What do you guys think? We're going to tell you what we think. If we think you're crazy, we're going to tell you you're crazy. If we like what you have to say, we will celebrate it. If we're not, we will castigate it. 3 versions of castigation on the show. One is we'll stick your head in the toilet and flush it, give you a swirly. Hopefully the water spinning around your head will wake you out of your delusions. If we think you're crazy, you'll get the goat button. And no one really knows why it's a goat. And if you go on too long with too many details, which we hate, you will get the chicken. Keep it short, to the point. This is my situation. What do you think? You get all 3 of those buttons, you are officially nuts. What do you got there?
Okay, a little article. Reasons you should break up. I'm going to start with the bottom.
This is dating.
Dating. This is dating.
Okay.
Dating. And it's written primarily to women. Advice to women on when you should dump him, apparently. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up to number 1.
Okay, number 8 up to number 1. Okay.
No, actually, there's 2 pages.
Oh, sorry.
I'll go really quickly. Okay.
Oh, holy moly. 15
That's
reasons?
Okay. 15 reasons.
If you got these many reasons, you need to break up.
Okay.
That's number 1.
Okay.
If you have more than 2 reasons, you should break up.
Yeah.
You should break up, okay. Particularly when you have 15.
Any okay. of these. Okay, and some of them are pretty self-evident, if you ask me, but nonetheless. Number 15, everything he does annoys you. Suddenly every little thing annoys you, no matter how innocent it really is. You can either try to focus on the things you love or break up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know why people won't do this? Christians won't do this. We have primarily a Christian audience, although not everybody is a Christian. But it's the world that we address, the world that we come from and are speaking to. Is because they've over-spiritualized this whole marriage thing. They're not using their brain. They're waiting for God to tell them something. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, he annoys me, but what if God wants me to marry? Yes. First of all, God doesn't tell you who to marry, okay? Nowhere in the Bible did God ever tell anybody to marry anyone. Closest is Joseph in a dream. He's told to marry Mary. He didn't tell him to marry Mary. That's the other thing.
He said it was okay.
He said, don't be afraid to.
Yes.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't fear.
So even then, he didn't tell him to marry her. God never tells anybody to marry anyone. Every Christian who has those words come out of their mouths are blathering nonsense. Okay? Stop it. Use your brain. The Bible talks about marriage in terms of finding and being found. He who finds a wife, a woman of noble character, who can find. It's about seeking, looking, finding, using your brain, okay? That's why if everything annoys them, people aren't smart enough to walk away from it. Yeah.
Because if it annoys you now, it's really going to annoy you later.
Well, that's the point. But if you're thinking, oh, God, but what if God wants, you know, that's their problem. Mm-hmm. Use your brain, people.
Okay.
All right. Number one, everything he does annoys you, dump his butt. Okay.
You no longer like his personality. At first, he seemed charming. Then you realize he's not charming. He's actually just conceited. Now you're tired of constantly hearing him tell you about how great he is.
Now, wait a minute. We've gone from preaching to meddling now.
I'm sorry. I think it's time for me to break this up. I'm tired of you constantly telling me how great you are.
I am
it's
fabulous.
It's time for me to break up.
You don't like his personality. He walks into the room and all you hear is... And he's breathing like... That's a bad sign, all right?
Okay. Or he's asthmatic.
Or he has asthma.
That's right. Okay. Reason to break up. You have different priorities. You plan on getting your master's. He's happy with a GED.
This one irritates me. You know how many people do this? Mm-hmm. And even Christians. He feels called to be a missionary in China. And I want to live in Kokomo, Indiana. Mm-hmm.
I want to have 20 kids, and he hates kids.
He hates kids. I mean, all the time. Again, people are not using their brains. Then they get married, and they are in hell. And they come and suck the life out of all the pastors and family and friends around them. You people should be banned from marriage counseling. You who know going in that you have totally different opinions about everything, and you marry the guy anyway, you should be branded right on their forehead. Do not counsel, because you just waste everybody's time. You ought to be locked in a room for eternity with each other. That would be your personal hell. That would be great.
Yes. Stay away from us.
You don't need all the fire and stuff. You know, just stick them in a room with these people they can't stand for eternity. Honestly, totally different priorities. I want to live here. He wants to live there. He wants to have kids. I don't want to have kids. You know, da 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 da. And then you marry him anyway. For heaven's sakes. That's a reason you dump him. Okay.
Next reason to dump, you no longer have fun together. You used to have fun no matter what you were doing. Now spending time together seems more like a chore than fun.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds a little piddly to me. You know, fun. Life isn't always fun. And this is from a fun guy.
I know.
Now, granted, when I walk into the room, it's... Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot. It's a constant party when I step into the room. That's a given.
Okay.
All right. But all of life isn't fun. If you're dating all of a sudden, this isn't fun right now. Well, kind of get used to that. This is
because
marriage.
Guess what? Marriage
is not
fun. Always fun.
So I think that's a little dumb. That one's dumb. Okay.
The next one, remember, this is written towards women. You are constantly checking out other guys. When you're in a happy relationship, you have no reason to check out other guys.
Yeah, and obviously, this is not written. It's not from a Christian worldview.
No.
You shouldn't be checking out other people anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Next one, you don't miss him when he's not around. You don't miss your boyfriend when you're not together. You find yourself constantly looking for reasons not to spend time together.
Thank God he's gone.
Then you probably should dump him.
When you are thinking, oh, thank God they're not here anymore, that's a bad sign, okay? All right.
You know what's sad?
What's
that? A lot of these people bring into marriage, and I don't think all of these translate to, you know?
No, what?
For example, if you were married and someone said, you know, you don't miss your husband when you're not together.
Uh-huh.
They would offer that up as a reason to divorce.
No. This is not divorce.
No, this is dating.
We don't believe in divorce, people.
No.
This is dating. During the dating process, that's when you get to employ all this nonsense. No, Phil's right.
And a lot of people won't do this during dating,
but they'll do it after they're married.
Really quick to pull it out in their back pocket when they're married as the reason to get out.
Got
exactly.
It.
That's what he's saying.
No. Once you tie the knot, tough snot. Okay.
None of these things matter. Okay, number nine, he's physically abusive.
Well,
very
seriously.
Self-evident. If you're dating a guy who's physically abusive, you need to get out. Okay.
It's funny that that's at nine.
I know, right? Isn't that funny? Number eight, you are jealous.
You got to wait till nine. If he's beating the snot out of you. Really? This is nine?
Yeah.
Who wrote this stuff?
Number eight, you are jealous of other relationships. Do all of your friends seem to have better boyfriends than yours? Are you constantly comparing your guy to theirs and coming up disappointed?
Oh, he's just narcissists. That's another stupid one. All right.
You realize you have nothing in common. All you do is argue. You no longer find him attractive. Reasons to dump him. He wants a commitment and you're not sure. Number four. Number three, he constantly belittles you.
He wants to marry you. You're not sure you want to be with him. Yeah. But see, the people are just crazy. What are they dating for? What do they think dating is? They think it's like playing
going out and having
hockey
fun.
Or something.
I don't know.
It's a diversion. It's supposed to be, hey, I want to see if I want to spend the rest of my life with you. When you know you don't want to spend the rest of your life with them, why are you still dating them?
Then move on.
All right.
Number three, he constantly belittles you. And number two and number one, number two, you've cheated on him. Or number one, you've caught him cheating on you. Reasons you should dump him.
And if you need us to tell you this, you really, really need some help. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
This podcast of The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks. They are now up to 150,000. Is that right?
150,000.
That's a lot of
so
books.
If you listen to all of the other 100,000, you have 50,000 new ones.
That's right. If you've already listened, yes, mm-hmm. If you've already listened to the other 100,000, we have good news. There's 50,000 more for you to listen to. Look, a lot of people don't have time to read, but you've got lots of time to listen just by the way our lives are structured, particularly with commuting. You can put it in your phone, whatever little device that you have, and listen. You can run it through your speakers in your car. You can actually listen to books, and you can actually get educated and be smarter tomorrow than you are today if you just get the information in you. Seek after wisdom. Seek after knowledge, understanding, the Bible says. Now, obviously, you want to get good knowledge. There's a lot of crazies out there, I'm sure. But I'm sure out of those 150,000, there's probably some just good books and information you should get. As a listener to the show, if you'll go to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, they'll give you a free download. Any book that you want out of their 150,000 titles, you can download for free. And check it out. See what it's like to listen to a book while you're commuting. A lot of you are commuting while you're listening to the show when the show's done. And now it's not a daily, so you got all kinds of times. Time to read.
That's right.
Listen to the Mark Gunger Show. Spend the rest of the week listening to some books. Anyway, go check it out. Audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Audiblepodcast.com/Gunger.
All that worry, baby, all that stress won't make much difference anyway. All we got, you know, we're so blessed. So kick back and enjoy this mess. Kick your blues at the door. Check your blues at the door. I love the song. Check your blues at the door. Check your blues at the door.
That's right. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. Check your blues at the door. We're here to put a smile on your face, enlighten your view of love, marriage, and relationships. Mark Gunger along with Diane Briley and Phil Gunger.
Okay, she wants to know, is it okay for me to check my husband's cell phone? Mm-hmm. We've been married 5 years. Earlier this year, I found out he was having a phone affair by finding a text message between him and the woman.
Well, then why is she even asking? What was that? If you have discovered that your husband is having a phone affair and he comes clean on it, now you get to check his phone.
Okay, that was the deal they had. We talked to our pastor, and I forgave him. He promised me he would never do it again and that I could check his cell phone anytime I wanted. Uh-huh. Now, months later, I asked to see his cell phone, and he refuses.
Kick him out. Kick his butt out. Or you move out. Don't divorce him. No one said divorce. And you don't need to call an attorney and have a legal separation. I'm just saying, he comes home, you're not there. I promise you, he will call you. He will be freaking out. You girls, if you would just stand up and get a backbone. And healthy women do this all the time. They don't put up with this nonsense. It's these weak-willed women, which she is extremely weak-willed. I can't imagine that at this point, he has now convinced her that she can't look at his phone.
He says,
after what he's done.
He says he needs me to trust him and that he isn't cheating on me.
Horse manure. Well, then he has nothing to worry about.
That's right.
He's got nothing to worry about. My wife can look at my phone anytime. Mm-hmm. Except when I'm talking on it, because that's awkward, because I'm trying to talk and she's trying to look at the phone. This is very, very, you know, none of this secret nonsense going
on. If you have nothing to hide, then what's the issue?
Exactly. If you have nothing, you're going to care if anybody looks at your phone?
No. Anybody can look at my phone anytime they want to look at it.
If you're saying all kinds of nasty things about the pastor.
Right. And I'm like, oh no, Mark can't look at my phone. Everybody but you can look at my phone.
Everybody but me can look at the phone. Because he got something to hide. He's already been guilty of this. You've actually been in front of the pastor. You've gone through counseling for this. And now he's got you convinced you can't look at his phone and you put up with this. Why? Come on. Seriously? She needs a swirly. Where's my swirly button? Swirly! Stick your head in the toilet, flush it, and let the water splash her on your head and hopefully wake you out of your delusions. You don't tolerate this. All right? You guys made an agreement. Now he's reneging on the agreement. He said, no, you don't get to renege. This is something we worked through with the pastor. We discussed this. I get to check your phone. Well, you got to trust me. Nah. You let me look at your phone. It's just that simple. He doesn't do it. Come home. You're not there. I promise you. You girls have no idea. When I talk about separation, it's a 24-hour deal. It's if that. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3 days on the outside. They're also afraid of this big thing. We're not talking legal separation. I'm just saying he comes home, you're not there. Go to a nice hotel with a spa. Put it on his credit card. Get a couple of massages. Have a nice time. He will freak. He will panic the minute he comes home. And you're not there and the kids aren't there. He will panic. And he will call you and he'll say, where are you? So I told you. You know, if you're not going to honor the agreement we made, I'm not going to be here anymore. Oh, you can't do that. Okay. And he will collapse like a deck of cards. I promise you. I guarantee you. If he, I will be stunned beyond belief. In which case, then you need to dump his butt anyway. But I promise you, your husband will fold like a deck of cards. I'm sorry. Okay. You can check my phone, and that'll be the end of it. You don't have the problem anymore.
Okay, so what's the deal with people that they don't want you to follow up and check on anything? Like, you're just supposed to trust them? Like,
They're guilty.
I know. I put money in the bank and I make a deposit. Uh-huh. Like, I get direct deposit. Guess what?
Tens of thousands of dollars a week we pay you. Yes.
I trust that my money will be direct deposited. I trust that our company will deposit that. I trust that my bank will get in there. But you know what I do every single time I get paid? I verify it. So, I mean, we don't do this in any other area.
Because you don't trust.
You trust. And they say, well, then you don't trust. No, I do. But I'm still going to verify.
Sounds like a Vera lie.
Vera lie. I don't verify. I wonder if I'm getting paid.
Maybe you're just too trusting.
I guess apparently I am.
But you know what I mean? It's like all sorts of areas.
It's funny because you wouldn't check, and then all of a sudden, if you don't go a couple of months without pay, all of a sudden, you're going to feel like a fool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't check.
Yeah. You know, so you do it in all sorts of other areas. Hey, I do trust you. I trust the bank.
Look.
I'm checking.
He was guilty already.
He was.
So much so that they had to go to the pastor. They sat down with the pastor. They worked out this plan.
Yes.
And now suddenly he's changing the plan. No. He doesn't get to change the plan. And if you let him, then you're silly. And it's on you. You don't tell her. You just tell him, no, I get to look at your phone. No, you're not. No, listen to me. We made an agreement. I get to look at your phone. Well, my girls, you're going, Bob, you keep this up. I promise you, you're going to come home. I'm not going to be here. I'm not putting up with this. The problem is these girls, they don't have any strength in them. They allow men to treat them terribly.
Because they blame the men.
They blame the men.
Trust.
I'm telling you, they blame the men, but the root cause is not the men. It's in them. These are women, they go from one relationship to another where people treat them terribly. They don't get the clue that their problem is them. Mm-hmm. They have no self-worth. They have no value. They don't know how to stand up for what's right and wrong. Well, the Bible says submit. The Bible is not talking about submitting like that. The same word that says submit, a woman should submit to her husband, is the same word that says a church should submit to its pastor. But there's not a church on the planet that would put up a pastor coming in drunk or stealing money or having sex with women in the church. They wouldn't put up with it. In 5 seconds, they kick him out.
Yep.
The same rules apply in the church, apply in the home. Straight up. You don't tolerate it. She got anything else to say?
No, that was it.
Oh, just for heaven's sakes. All right. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. You listen to the Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Mark Gunger along with Diane and Phil.
I'm sorry.
Next email. Yes,
ma'am. That was so funny, that song. I've never, until you heard just It's Now or Never, you know, Elvis Presley.
During the break, I was singing it.
Whistling it. And all of a sudden, I start thinking about the words, and you say, it's a terrible song.
I've never thought of it.
It's now or never.
Yeah, come like my love can't wait.
Kiss me, my darling.
If it's right now, if I can't have it right now, then forget it.
Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love can't wait. See, true love
can
wait. I know, it's always a terrible song.
I mean, I've known that song my whole life, but I've never registered the words.
No, it's hilarious. It's so funny to watch couples out on floors dancing romantically to songs that are highly insulting.
I know. Like, please release me.
Please.
And they're all snuggled up.
Release me. Let me go. I don't love you anymore. And they're holding each other down. Are you listening to the song?
I mean, Apparently it's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
It's now or never. Okay, I guess so.
All right.
Anyway, next email from India.
India
says, as you know, we have the arranged marriage system. Oh, let me elaborate a bit. He says,
the arranged marriage system. They arrange marriages over there.
During the meeting, the boy and girl
get together.
Yes.
And they are the ones who decide, gee, your daughter would be a great match for my son. They say, you know, your son would be a great match for my daughter. The parents get involved and they pull together and they set the thing up. And when I say they set it up, I mean, they're just setting it up. They have to get together and meet each other, and sometimes within...
He said 15 to 20 minute max conversation.
Are you listening to me, people? In 15 to 20 minutes sometimes, you... And these are Christian people. Yes. This is the culture over there.
Yes.
In 15... All you people dating for 5-6 years, you bunch of psychos. These people in 15 to 20 minutes... decide whether or not to get married. Now, this is horrifying to Western culture. Oh, how terrible, how terrible. Listen to me. They have the lowest divorce rate in the world. Mm-hmm. It's the lowest divorce rate on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Arranged
these
marriages.
Arranged marriages. Because these parents have a clue. They know their kid. They know the other one. Da, da, da. Now, the kids still get to agree to it or not. No one's forcing them. It's a forced marriage. It's not a forced marriage. But they do need to make it, and if they can't do it in 20 minutes, sometimes I've heard of couples will spend a day meeting each other, or a weekend meeting, and by the end of the weekend, you decide. Mm-hmm. Traditional, very conservative ultra-Orthodox Jews. Mm-hmm. Same kind of deal with them. Now, that's not really rigged so much, but they meet, and then they decide if they want to go out, and after one or two meetings, they decide on to get married. I mean, it's done. It's just done. They do it almost... immediately. There's months and months of dating, and then you white guys wonder why y'all start fornicating with each other and doing all the stuff that's wrong and destructive. Good grief.
Well, and you learn to love that person. You fall in love with them over time.
I read this great book by Shmuley Boteach. What a name. Shmuley. Hey, Shmuley! There's a name for your kid. And he said, in the Jewish culture, no one would even begin to insult marriage by claiming you can even love each other before you're married. Mm-hmm. You like each other, but then you get married, and through the connection sexually and all this stuff, that's when love grows. But we're so backwards that we create this love experience before any of this ever happens.
And then they fall out of love.
Oh, I know.
And they think that that's not the one, and they divorce them.
And again, as much as people are mortified by this,
it's very successful.
We have an extremely high divorce rate. And theirs is extremely low. So based on results alone, people, which system do you think is better? I mean, just basically, it's not even a call. You got a 50% divorce rate versus a 5% divorce rate. In business, that would be a really easy decision to make. But we're so emotional and so over-spiritualized and all this other nonsense. Okay, so we're going to come back from the break and answer his email about the arranged marriage.
Caution, The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
This feels like I'm wasting away, but don't want to forget what I got.
You're back on The Mark Unger Show, music from Michael O'Brien. Check out his music at michaelo.org. What do we got?
Okay,
answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationship.
And who am I?
What?
Who am I?
Who are you?
And who's that over there? You have to reset this back up.
I am Mark Gunger. Diane Briley, Phil Gunger, answering your emails.
You had me confused too for a second. Where is she going with this?
Yeah. I
think he knows.
I always got to say who we are. The reason is because people tune into this program at all sorts of different times. If you don't remind people What is this? This is the Mark Unger Show. We answer people's emails about love, marriage, and relationships. Most of them are crazy, but we answer them nonetheless.
Okay, right. So before the break, we were discussing the idea of arranged marriages.
Yes.
Because this young man has a question about arranged marriages.
So in India, they have arranged marriages, the lowest divorce rate in the world, countries and cultures that engage the arranged marriage system. Okay.
Okay.
In his case, what he's saying is the family gets together, and within 20 minutes, the couple has to decide whether or not they want to get married.
Yes.
And they can reject him.
Yes.
They can say, no, I don't want to marry him. You know.
Okay, so he's got a bit of an issue because he says, I'm not really one of the healthiest persons around. I am one defective piece, he says. Mm-hmm. I am sick and injured most all of the time. And secondly, I work for a company, my dad's construction company in Dubai. Things are getting very difficult here. The business financial stability is a big question mark. He said, I could even potentially go to jail or we could all be bankrupt.
Go to jail.
I don't know what's going on.
Do something illegally?
I don't know.
It's got to be to do something illegally.
Yes, I didn't ask.
Oh, that's creepy.
He says, I need a gal who will be ready to start from scratch again from absolute
and wait for me to get out of jail.
Zero. I
need to find a woman who can wait for me to get out of jail.
So, my question is, how do you get all of this and ask a gal who might get 15 or 20 minutes with her? How do you even explain all of this? On the one hand, she'll think I'm a total loser and not be interested.
Well, first of all, your email doesn't make any sense. The point of the arranged marriage is that the family talks these things out ahead of time.
Yes.
They should be explaining
this. You don't have
this.
To. Yes.
So, I don't know what your deal is with the arranged marriage. You mean they're just going to walk in and no one knows anything about you? I would pretty much have to say, yeah, look. He just got out of prison for in Dubai.
Tax evasion or whatever it is.
Tax evasion or whatever laws you are breaking. And he's sick almost all the time, and he's always in the hospital, and he can't stand because he has no strength. Would you like to marry our son? I would think that's kind of self-filtering right there. Yeah. The only takers you're going to get at that point are someone who's aware of it. I would think.
Because you would think the family would discuss that.
You
family
would
to
think.
Family.
I mean, of all
that
these,
is not all up to him.
If nothing else, then you need to be honest and you meet and in 20 minutes. How do you have that conversation?
That's what he's asking.
In 20 minutes.
You.
Well, you know, I do legal business and
I'm half dead.
And would you like to marry me? That sounds like a tough call. I would think, I don't know what you're talking about. I would think in the arranged marriage situation, these are conversations the family has before, that's hence the arrangement.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, what if I can't find a girl that wants a sick guy who just got out of prison for breaking laws? I would think it would be a tough sell. Yeah. I mean, keep trying.
There might be somebody out there.
There might be somebody who wants you. I mean, what do you want me to say? What's this question?
How is he supposed to pull this off? Because just be rejected,
or
he doesn't want to not tell her all of this because then she'll be signing up for something that she's not aware of. But I think that the families really would discuss all
of that. I don't understand that. How does the family not getting around to the fact that, by the way, he operates illegally and and he can't stand up straight because he's sick all the time?
Yeah.
How does that conversation get passed over?
Yeah, you would think.
And if you're saying the problem is that no girl wants me, probably. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough sell for you. Although I would still think. There's still somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people in India alone.
Yeah. You might find somebody who's
doesn't
willing.
Half the world live in India? It's one seriously populated country. I would think if anybody had the chance of finding a girl who would be comfortable nursing you through your life, India would be the place.
Yeah.
But I would think the family would work that through. I don't get
you
it.
Okay. Next email says, she says, I'll get straight to the point because I don't want you to use the chicken on me. So apparently she's heard you chicken people before.
All right.
I recently started working part-time and was thrown into full-time management within a month. That's not what I wanted, but went along with it because I wanted to relieve a great deal of stress off my husband due to finances. But I miss my young daughter so badly. I want to quit and go back to being a stay-at-home mom, but my husband, through no fault of his own, cannot provide for us fully on his own income. As a result, I am extremely emotional, stressed out, and feel disconnected from my husband and child. My sex drive has died, which is not fair to him or myself. Whenever I try to discuss having more children, my husband refuses the topic, saying, I don't think we could ever afford to have more children. The way life is right now, it's much easier for my husband, but so much harder on me. The way it was when I stayed at home with our daughter was easier for me, but so much harder on my husband. What would you advise? It seems no matter what road we choose, one of us is going to be stressed out and miserable.
Nobody needs to be stressed out and miserable. Quit being such a self-centered, narcissistic little snot. What is the matter with people? Life has ups and downs to it. Right now, you're going through a difficult time financially. You do what you have to do. Man, there's times where some guys got to work 2-3 jobs to make things work. There's times my wife was working. She was making more money than me. Because I just couldn't get it together. Life was tough. It was hard, but it's temporary. She wasn't walking all bitter and angry because I can't stay home anymore. You need to stop that. Shame on you. I'm disconnected from everybody. Man, you just need to chill out. You know, well, what if it stays like this for a couple of years? Okay. You don't know what life's going to be like 6 months from now. You haven't a clue. Have a little faith. Work together. Get together a plan. Work it out. You're saying her husband's in a situation through your words, no fault of his own. Well, if it's no fault of his own, why are you walking around all bitter and angry? Which is why she's not interested in him sexually. She's mad.
Angry.
Life isn't fair. Life isn't the way I want. I want to stay home and I just let it. Okay, great. I understand. Life, you know, I don't know how many of you realize life isn't exactly fair. Life is hard. That's why you make the big promise in the beginning. Through better or for worse. Sometimes things are worse for richer or for poor. That means sometimes things are poor. You know, at least you don't have health issues in this play yet. You know, that's going to come up. That's what happens. You know, these bodies kind of, they don't function the way they should after a while.
I know some couples that would love to have the problem of being put into full-time management.
She was put into.
Yeah. I mean, you got some people, they can't seem to find anything or get anything going.
Yeah, I mean, she's just not happy. Stop it.
She did say he's considering working out in the oil fields, you know, must be Canada or North Dakota or something, to bring in more income.
Sounds good
to me. But I'd hate to have to force him into that situation. Hey, if you can get your debt down and he can make a lot of money really quick, I'd do it.
Through no fault of his own, you do what you have to do. And by the way, this is so crazy. You know, it used to be, you know, 100 years ago, that everybody moved to where the jobs were. In America now, if there's no jobs in Philadelphia, everybody just stays there and lives on unemployment because they don't want to move to North Dakota where they can't find enough people to work. Yeah. What's the matter with people? Move! Move! You get up and you go. That's what people did. They've been doing that for thousands of years. In fact, one of the main reasons people came to this country in the first place is because where they lived sucked. It was awful. They didn't have jobs. They were having struggles. They were being persecuted, whatever the different thing. They got on a boat, and these were not very big boats, man. I've been on cruise ships that the weather can freak you out. And those things are huge and stable. Those little tiny boats they came across, people hurling and the smell and all stuff. Oh, misery.
Mm-hmm.
They risked their lives to go where it was better. What is wrong with Americans today? If you're in a place where there are no jobs, move. Well, I don't want to move. Well, everybody just says, I want what I want. If I can't have it, I'm just going to be miserable. Move. You know, North Dakota, what Walmarts are paying, what is the starting salary there?
It's like, I don't know.
$15-$20 an hour. Because they can't find anybody to work there because they're having this huge oil boom. Move. You want to make some really big money? Go north into Canada. Those guys are making out like bandits up there in the oil boom. People should be moving. So in your case, let's say she can't move, but he can for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, then it's temporary. Then let him go work in the oil fields. So we'll be separated for a few months at a time. Well, lots of people do. The military families do this all the time. I tell this to military families. They think the world's unfair because the army separates them. People do this all the time. We're not like unfair to you. We went to war. That's what you signed up for. You're a soldier. Okay, so you're separated for a while. You come back. It's not the end of the world. Lots of couples are separated for work and then come back. And, you know, it's not forever, but you do what you got to do. If he can go make a lot of money for the next year and you only see him a few times that year, you suck it up for that year. Get the money, get out of debt, and relieve the financial pressures. Or move to where he is and find a job there. I just don't understand these people.
I know. It seems very unreasonable to me. If you can fix this in a couple of years, having him work in the oil fields, get out of debt, do everything, get your head above water, why wouldn't you do that? It seems very no-brainer to me.
She's not happy. I'm not happy right now. And I don't get life the way I want it right now, so I don't know if I can take this anymore. Really, lady? Stop. For heaven's sakes, thank God you have a good job. You know, it's temporary. My wife for a while, again, you know, it might have been a year or two where she made more money than me and we were struggling. Oh, man, was it miserable. I wouldn't want to do it again. Nobody likes going through it, but you do what you have to do. But we were unhappy with each other. She didn't quit having sex with me. Mm-hmm. She started resenting me because you should be making more money than me. Man, what if some of you people are so miserable? Good grief. Quit being so selfish. It's temporary. Work it through. Get a plan. Work the plan. And you can start to build your life the way that you want it. All right. I'm sure she didn't like to hear any of that. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
Which one are you, like Peter or the brothers? Sitting in the boat or out walking on water?
Get out the boat.
Oh, come on, you got to get out
the boat. Come on, get out the boat.
You got to get out of the boat. You want to walk on the water, you got to get out the boat. Which means sometimes it's uncomfortable. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering people's emails about said subjects. Lady just wrote to us, life is tough. Financially, she has to get a job, making more money than him, through no fault of his own. What do we do? You know, and I was just trying to say, you know, people throughout all of history have done this. My son Phil had a good comment during the break, because that's when he normally talks.
Whatever.
Why he doesn't bring these
that's
up?
That's because
the
you
show.
Get quiet in the breaks.
Yeah, you finally can get
away. You got to learn how to just, hey, I got an idea. Wave your hand. Hey. He says they confuse with, how do you say it?
In this country, we are guaranteed the right to pursue happiness and not the right to have happiness.
Yeah, that's it.
To have it be given to you. They expect
people
it just
have
to be given.
All of life. People are so upset, you know, with the economy and stuff like that, but they can't move. In this country, there are parts of the country where there's huge amounts of unemployed people or underemployed people barely surviving. Then there's other parts of the country where they are paying people ridiculous amounts of money to do some of the most menial, simple tasks, much less if you're a skilled worker, you can make out like a bandit. You would think people would move, but they don't move. Because in America, everybody just sits. And what do you think? People who even came to this country in the first place came because their life sucked. The people who got in wagon trains and went out west and went, why do you think they did it? It wasn't because of some romantic trip. It's because their life sucked. You know who didn't move out west? The people who had it made back east. You know who was happy in Europe? The people who had it good in Europe. You know the people who didn't leave Ireland? The people who had a great job in Ireland. It was all the people. America is basically made up of people that their lives sucked, and they came here. Mm-hmm. It still is that way.
And people still trying
people
to
still
come
trying
here.
To get, and you know why they're trying to get there? Because where they live sucks. Yep. And they come here trying to unsuckify their life. Now, in the country, now we have the same problem. There's no, it makes no sense to me. If you're living in the Northeast where it's the Rust Belt and there's no jobs and whatever the heck, move. Why don't, well, I got my family and friends. Well, that's life. That's what people have done for thousands and thousands of years of human history. They moved. Go to North Dakota, South Dakota. Say, I don't want to live there. I don't want to live there either. But I got a job. I love those people, but it's cold there. It's worse there than Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
It's very cold there.
You know, the plains open us up, but they've got really good jobs. Even McDonald's, and these people pay big money just for it because they can't find the workers. Move! So this lady, she's gone through love. She's got to work. She doesn't want to work. She wants to be. I get it, but it's temporary. You don't get full of bitterness and anger and quit having sex with your husband and my life stinks. Nah, stop it. Man, we went through stuff in our 40 years of marriage. There were times it was just awful. But we never stopped liking each other. We never blamed each other.
Well, because you weren't blaming each other. That's just what I was going to say.
You know, and you did what you did. And there were times where my life, in fact, the reason I'm even in ministry today is because, see, I was in ministry originally.
Yes.
Early on in my life. And by the time I got 30, I got out because it was horrible. It was terrible. I was awful at it. Nobody listened to anything I said anyway. And it's just so I went into my own business. We had our own business. We were happy, right? And then our life sucked. Everything was going wrong. The economy, it is that our business was falling apart. It kept, you know what I did? I moved.
Moved. You moved and you got a different job.
And I got back into ministry. It's the only thing I knew to do. And I got here, and Arnie Jacobson, God bless his heart, was the first guy who ever really believed in me. He said, man, you know, yeah, come work with me and encourage me to start this Laugh Your Way thing. And all that. My life is dramatically better today because I moved. That's what you do when your life sucks and you have no job and no opportunities. You do everything you can. Nobody likes moving. My wife hates it. Oh, my gosh. It's the only time she's really miserable, by the way.
It's during the move.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another move. I think the girl's going to leave me.
No, she would not.
I don't think she's going to handle it. But the bottom, all of a sudden, everything went south.
Yeah. And you had to move again.
And our church kicked us out, and nothing was working. And the only opportunity I had is working at our radio station in, you know, Tuscaloosa. Mm. I'm going to Tuscaloosa. That's what you do. But these people, they stay and they're miserable and they can't make any money and everything's horrible and they're at each other's throats and life is horrible. Either work it through where you're at, and if you can't, then you move. In her case, her husband has an opportunity to go work in some oil fields. Mm-hmm. Then let him go do it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be separated for a while. Fine. This is temporary. Make some money, come home, pay off the bills, and get a fresher start. Or here's a radical concept. Why don't you move to where the oil fields are? And get a new job there, move the kids and stuff like that. But people don't want to do it. They want what they want, and when they can't get, because they can't get what they want. That's the irony of it.
Yes.
They fight for what they want, and they can't get it anyway.
Yeah. And then they're mad about it.
and they're mad about it.
And they're unhappy.
You can't get it anyway. What are you doing? Well, I'm going to stay here because I don't want to do this. But you can't get what you want where you're at.
Nope.
And they're miserable, and they're angry, and they're bitter. This lady, just honestly, you guys need to sit down. You need to have an honest heart-to-heart talk. What can we do to make our lives better? We're struggling right now. What can we do? Well, here's the plan. We're going to be rough for a few years, but we can pull. Okay, then just relax.
If she really wants to have more kids and be a stay-at-home mom, then you make other sacrifices to make that happen.
Exactly.
You just can't get what you want because you snap your fingers and it happens by magic. You have to make sacrifices sometimes. Sacrifice A in order to get B.
Did they say how long they were married?
I don't remember if she did say that.
You know, it's just, marriage is a lifelong deal. It takes a lifetime to build a life. That's the other thing. These guys, you know, they've been, you know, they're 30 years old and they're, I can't take it, or 28. No, whole life is horrible. Seriously? Even 45. My life sucked at 45.
Three years of marriage.
Three. I mean, you barely started at this.
You scratched the surface, not even.
3 years, and you can't have sex with your husband anymore, and you're also upset. Stop it. It takes a lifetime. Talk to virtually any couple, the couples that you envy, that you look at, man, they have everything. They got the great house and the cars, and everything's great. Go talk to them about their lives. Most of them will tell you stories that'll make your head spin. They struggle, they work, they save, they failed. Some of them failed terribly, embarrassingly so. Some of them had to file bankruptcy, and today they're highly successful. How about you not fall apart after 3 years? Honestly. All right, one more break. We'll be back with the final segment right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We tried our best and we made a mess of the thing that they call love. We left each other with broken hearts and decided to give it up.
That's what a lot of people do. They give it up instead of hanging in there. Mark Gunger, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails. What have you got?
This one ties in with the previous email nicely. She says, my husband and I have an awesome marriage of 29 years. We're very
29 years.
Bonded and have a great sex life.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good.
Live in a commuter marriage where my husband travels 15 to 17 days a month for work. We mm-hmm. have done this for the last 6 years. I feel I cannot deal with this anymore.
Of course you can.
But there is
no... Of course you can. Listen to me. Don't ever let the words come out of your mouth, I can't do this anymore. Don't ever, because these are the ones who just collapse on life, overwhelms them.
Yes.
You can. People can do amazing things. You don't want to do it anymore. I get it. But don't say you can't, because you can. God will never give you something you cannot handle. I mean, unless she's maybe she's not a Christian. Is she a Christian?
I didn't even ask.
Maybe she's a Satan worshiper. Maybe she.
Because there's nothing in between.
Maybe she worships Howls of the Moon at midnight and sacrifice goats on stones out in the middle of nowhere. Could be. You never know.
She could be
a goat-slaying pagan. Who knows?
It could be.
But assuming a Christian should never say, it's an insult to God. Any type of Christian says, I can't take it anymore, because that is a lie. And you're calling God a liar when you say that. Because God says, as a Christian, he'll never allow you to handle stuff that you take stuff that you can't handle. You can handle it. Oh my gosh, the stories we could give of people. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
She says, I get depressed when my husband is away. Fear that my own depression at times will cause the divorce. What do you think about commuter marriages? He seems okay with it. I cannot cope, she says.
Why did she move?
She says, I cannot move because my children are connected to the school.
Oh, horse manure. People have moved their kids for a million years. Military families, the people who protect your freedoms, are constantly moving and moving their kids around. They do not die. They do not perish. It's not the end of the world. Here again, another example. Somebody, their life sucks, but they don't have enough sense to put two and two together and just move to where their life will not suck. You know, you can't fix crazy. I don't know what's the matter with these people.
They want it all. Come
you
on,
can't
Mark.
Have it all.
Tell them how they can have it all.
Well,
that's
you
got
to tune
asking.
Into a different show, because I don't know how to have it all. If I could have it all, I'd figure it out myself, and then I'd have it all, and I wouldn't be doing this show. I've got somewhere we can have it all. Honestly, think if, first of all, you can handle it. Stop being depressed and quit prioritizing your children's happiness over your family. If it's hurting your marriage, get your butts up, get them out of school, and move. See ya.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.